Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. It's Thursday, time for Around the Toolbox, our little special for all the trades out there. All you people working hard every single day out there. Doesn't matter if you're a framing contractor, if you're a plumber, or an interior designer, all of you people out there, thanks for joining us today. This is for you. Well, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, but feeling better today. So hopefully feeling better for the weekend. But I wanted to touch base today on continuing education. And what brings us up is I'm going to head out to JLC Live. They're heading into Portland. They were there today, yesterday and today, and I think tomorrow. I'm going to go out and check it out. And the one thing I wanted to talk about is just that continuing education. If whatever trade you're in, I'm making sure that you're on top of all the latest trends, materials, things like that. Because, you know, in the home improvement building community out there, everything is changing. New materials, new technology, better ways to do it, you know, keeping things clean, all of those things as far as healthier homes. And I want you to take some time and make sure you're staying on top of it. There are so many people out there that are kind of doing it still the old school way. And there's nothing wrong with old school, but sometimes old school is not the best way of doing it. Especially when it comes to high performance building, you know, making sure that you've got windows installed correctly, you've got siding installed correctly, even roofing. There's a lot of new materials out there that make your job a heck of a lot easier. And more importantly, as an installer, they reduce your liability because you're using something that maybe is going to be stronger, more weather resistant, or healthier for your client. So take a little bit of time. Stop into these kind of things. They're all over the country. I'm going to be at a bunch of them this year. This one is today here in the Northwest. It's definitely not what you see on the East Coast with the JLC Live events. Last year, it was okay, but it was a tiny little thing. This year, I think it might be a little bit better, but we'll take a look. I won't know till this afternoon when I get out there, but we'll take a look and see what's going on there. And then more importantly, you know, head to, I'm going to be at a bunch of shows. Let's go down to the International Building Show and KBIS, which is the IBS/KBIS. That is a kitchen and bath and building show down there. It's the biggest one in the U.S. You don't want to miss that one. There's so many products, so many education events. I'll be teaching on the KBIS side and over on the International Building Show side for the National Association of Home Builders. So go over to your high-performance building zone there. I'll be giving a bunch of classes on home technology, ventilation, a bunch of different stuff over there. So make sure you're checking that out. And then I'm going to be all over the country, Boston for the NRLA event, and outside of Philadelphia, and I think I've even got Orlando, Florida this year. So stay tuned. I'll have stuff up on the website for all the builders and remodelers and designers out there that want to play a part in that. Because there are so many things that are going on out there, and I just want you to make sure that you're part of that continuing education, because that's what's going to keep you on top of your A game out there. So first off, that's one thing that I want you to take a peek and really pay attention to. Now, this next one's for the designers out there. For all you interior designers out there, I'm writing an article right now for a lumber building material publication, and it's something that I think people should think about when they're dealing with design. And if you're a lumberyard owner, or even if you're just an interior designer, on your own business out there, about designing kitchens and bathrooms, I'm talking cabinetry specifically, that are beautiful, what the client wants, but keep in mind of what pr- products you're using and the ease of installation. There are so many issues that I see out there with installers, with just the whole process that you see out there. You know, I see kitchen and bath dealers selling cabinetry with super delicate finishes and sending them out into a rough and tumble client situation with lots of kids, and you are setting yourself up for failure by putting that delicate kitchen in front of all these children in a household that's going to have everything bouncing off of it. All you're going to do is have a very unhappy client. It's just like out there, I'll be honest, I wouldn't sell a thermofoil door to any client, even if they asked for it out there. I see thermofoil failing all across the country from anything that's 5 years old to 15 years old. It just isn't sticking. What's thermofoil? That's that plastic laminate. It's a vinyl that is shrink-wrapped around a MDF door, and it has kind of either a high gloss or an eggshell fixed texture to it. I'm also seeing it just absolutely fail. Doesn't matter the brand, it's the process. I think it's the newer glues are using, whatever it is. Don't set yourself up for failure. Make sure that you've got the right product with the right client, and why create warranty problems down the road by selling the wrong product to the wrong client? And then, of course, start thinking about installation a little bit more. There are things that I'm seeing out there where there's no way that kitchen's going to be installed successfully without having some issues. So if you're a kitchen and bath design manager out there, one of the tips that I would give would be to sit there and send out your new designers out with an installer for the week and have them help install a kitchen. That can be one of the best things you can do as part of continuing education as well, of having those people out in the field working with that product. There's no better school for learning how to design that kitchen by actually having them put their own design together in the field. And then they start figuring out, wow, I did that the hard way. And then you'll come up with better solutions, which mean quicker and cleaner installs. So that's another great tip. All right, everybody, I'm going to rest my voice up and get ready for the weekend here. We've got a fun show ahead this weekend. So stay tuned to Around the House with Eric G. And we've got our gift special, which is going to be a lot of fun. And we've also going to be talking about drywall, taking down popcorn ceilings, all those different things, as well as taking your calls. Make sure you reach out to us here on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you hit us up on our 24/7 access line, 503-521-7072. 24/7, give us a call, give us a text, 503-521-7072, and be part of the conversation. This is Around the House with Eric G, and I'll see you this weekend.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.